Okay. I'm going to move this back so I can walk around a little bit. I need area to move. Thank you for being here today. Glad you're here with us as the kids get up and leave. Now, there's big gaps in the middle. That's kind of funny how people sit, but that's okay. That's good. We're glad you're here. It's going to be an exciting service. We have, in just a little bit, Roland Level's going to come and speak, but I'm going to preach to you real quick and give you some great news and some good word from the Bible today. And I hope that you'll pay attention. You'll see up here, Follow Me. Trey started that for us last week. It's a series we're in. Today is Follow Me and then What's Stopping You. So today I want to talk about that, and we're going to look in the Bible, of course. Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. If you'll have that, open your Bible to that. Colossians chapter 1. In fact, I'm going to set this down so I put my glasses on. If you're visiting with us today, we're glad you're here. We're a Bible church that loves to read God's Word, and we love to teach God's Word. Reaching and teaching people for the glory of God is what we're all about. So today, as we're in Colossians, if you'll get there, I'm going to ask you if you would. It's Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, if you can find it. All right. All right. I'm going to ask you this morning to stand with me out of the reverence of reading God's Word. We're going to read Colossians 1, verses 9 through 12. And these are going to be the verses that we use for this series, if you will. And this morning, I'm reading out of the ESV version this morning. The Bible says in Colossians 1, 9, "And so from that day, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing, the Bible says, in the knowledge of God." It's a great verse right there. Verse 11, "May you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for all endurance and patience and with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light." Father, be with us today. I pray that you would empower us and teach us and enable us, as you've promised, to see your word, to understand your word, and to live your word. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you this morning for standing with me as we read God's word. I think it's important to do that. This morning I want to bring to you kind of a message, I guess, a little bit different, but the basis is follow me, follow me. Trey unpacked for us last week that we are to share the Word. Who are you sharing the Word with? He taught us that we are to show the Word. How we live shows people what we believe and who we believe in. To teach the Word is to teach people what God is doing in our life. We don't have to know what a pericope is, Jed, wherever you are, or anything like that, but we need to know how to teach what God has done in our life. This week at staff meeting, I was using big words, and finally I have to pick on Jed. Where's Jed? Is he still in here somewhere? He raised his hand and said, "Wait, I don't get those words." I said, "You'll get there. Just give seminary a couple more years. You'll get it." And then we must serve the world. Serve the world. Now, I have a thing in your bulletin, and I want you to put it up on the board, if you will, for me, Nick. It's kind of our thesis, if you will, as we go through this. And I want you to read this. I'm going to read it out loud, but follow along with me up here on the board. It says, "Following Christ is not about a destination, but it's about a journey. It's a lifelong journey of discovering more about the God who created us. All throughout the Bible, we are challenged and we are encouraged to grow in our faith, to grow in grace, and to grow in our love for God and each other. All the while growing in our understanding and knowledge of who God is. Our spiritual journey," it says, "is meant to be an adventure." How is your adventure going? How is your adventure going? Question for you this morning. Anybody heard of A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez? This week he hit the 600th home run of his career. 600, boom, out of the ballpark. Pretty neat for his age. He's done it faster than anybody ever has. Now, I want you to kind of imagine a little bit with me this morning Alex Rodriguez, or A-Rod as he's professionally known today. When A-Rod was 10 years old, I'd like for you to imagine with me him out in the ballpark, Mike. He's out there on the grass, smelling that grass that we like to smell when we're playing football and baseball. And he's out there, and he's about 10 years old, and his mom and dad are saying, "Hey, Alex, you got to hit the ball. You got to hit the ball. Just hit 10 more. just hit 10 more. And he's up there and he's thinking, man, I've had enough of this. Man, this, you know, I'm 10. I want to go play and play, you know, marbles or something. I'm tired of baseball. No, Alex, hit 10 more. Hit 10 more. But mom, dad, and then suddenly, now stay with me this morning. My theology's not off. I just want you to imagine this. Suddenly an angel appeared to Alex Rodriguez at 10 years old and sat next to him and said, let me show you something. And he moves him to the point where he's at bat for his 600th home run, and he's up there and wham, he hits it out of the ballpark. So Alex gets to see that. Now the angel leaves and he's standing there and he's 10 years old. Alex has now seen his destination, but what he has not seen is his journey. He's not seen it from 10 to 35, which he is now, what would happen in between there. But he's seen the destination, and I hope I don't get feedback. I'll try not to say too much back here, all these wires and stuff. You know, Heart Cry Church, we have seen our destination. This is what it looks like. Amen? We've seen this. You guys have seen this before, and here's kind of another kind of deal. Shows everything, the ballpark and stuff we're going to have. This is our destination. But I think at Heart Cry, we need to remember the journey. Like Alex Rodriguez, I bet after, if that would have happened to him and he saw where he would be at 600 home runs, and by the way, the most paid player ever in the history of the game, the Rangers are still paying him. He hasn't played for them in like 5 years. Where's Stacy at? He'll amen that. Amen. Yeah, he's still $60 million getting from them, and he doesn't even play for them. But do you think at 10 years old he would have said, throw me another one, Dad. I know what's coming. Throw me another one, Dad. I know where I'm going to be. And this morning, my plea to you is to grow spiritually. See, to get to our destination, and we're starting with these buildings over here, that's kind of, you know, one point of our destination, and we'll never quit growing. But to get there, it's my goal today to show you that to get there, it's not money. It's not even, it's nothing except this, a spiritual journey. It is. It's a spiritual journey to get there. So this morning through my sermon, I will ask you questions like, what is stopping you from this? Now, in order to do this, I've asked Mark to get a couple guys to help me. I want everybody here to get one of these. Mark, if you'll pass these around, and maybe Mike can help you, a couple guys. I want to show you another visual of what I'm trying to say about spiritual growth. Now, anybody know what this is? What is this? What is it? It's a mesquite pod. Is that what you were going to say? It falls off a mesquite tree. This is a mesquite tree. And this is what falls off of it. This is the fruit. This is the fruit of what falls. If you go down Power Road between Queen Creek and like... What's the road I live on? Ocotillo. You'll see a gazillion of these. In fact, I pulled over in like 5 minutes. I had almost a whole igloo full of them. And other people in the church have given me some. I want everybody to get one of these. And inside of this pod is a bunch of seeds. And these are the fruit of the mesquite tree. Now, this tree right here, let me explain this to you. This particular mesquite tree is 6 years old. Well, how do you know? I paid attention 1 year in school. How do you know? By the rings. You count the rings. And every ring means 1 year, correct? See, I paid attention. I wish my teachers were here to see me now. Praise the Lord. So if you count from the center, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it may be 7, but it's 6 or 7 years old, this mesquite tree. Now what I want you to see is this. Somebody dropped their seeds. All right. What I want you to see is this, that between the lines, between each line of year old, some of them are greater than the other. Some of them are wider apart than the other. And we learn because of what we know. What's that class called, by the way? Biology 101. We learn in Biology 101 that if the spaces between the lines are larger, that year was a greater year of growth. Everybody say greater year of growth. Greater year of growth. And if the lines are smaller between, Biology 101 teaches me and you, that year was either drought, poison, bugs, something happened, and there was less growth. Now, a mesquite tree will grow to about 40 years old, producing the fruit that you have in your hand. And after 40, the lines become closer together, And biology teaches us that when the lines become on top of each other, the tree dies. It dies. You got to say dies. All right? Dies. That's a little play on Trey if you weren't here last week. It dies. All right. It dies. And so if we don't grow, we die. All right. Thank you. We die. We die. And so, spiritually speaking, let's don't talk biology. It sounds like theology. Biology. Let's look at theology. If we don't grow, we die. We die. So my point this morning is again to ask you, what's stopping you? Now, the other interesting part of this tree is that it does produce fruit, and we can see it. And we can feel it. And we can touch it. And see, as a Christian grows spiritually, who around you can see that you're growing spiritually? Who around you can feel that you're growing spiritually and even touch that you're growing spiritually? And if not, what's stopping you? As we look at ourselves spiritually, and as we read Colossians 1, 9 through 12, that's going to be our base. I ask you to ponder with me and think in your brain about this. Every journey begins somewhere. This pod, 6 years from now, could have been that tree. And Heart Cry Church at 6 years old today has a ring around our tree, if you will. And as we look to not only the destination, today we look at our journey. How will we get to our destination? Has an angel sat next to us and showed us where we'll be? Well, praise God, I have the vision for what's going on, and many of you see it. But today, as we unpack the journey and we look at the mesquite tree, I ask you just a few questions. When a tree stops growing, it starts dying. I am reminded of John 15:5 in the Bible, where Jesus says, "I am the vine, and you, the church, are the branches. And if a church or a person will remain in me, I will remain in them." But then it goes on to say, "But apart from me, you can do nothing. You die." We need to always remember that as we grow spiritually, we must be tied to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We must have a relationship with Jesus. If we're going to follow Him, we better have a relationship with Him. And everybody said, amen. All right, do you get that? That's what we must do. So Jesus says, follow me. And today, look at me, everybody listen. Today, we are looking at events and things that cause growth. If Jesus says, follow me, what's stopping you? Let's look at things that cause growth. What helps a mesquite tree to grow? Well, we know that sunshine. We know that water. We know that fertilizer. We know of several things that help a tree grow to produce fruit. What helps the Christian to grow? Well, my opinion, theologically speaking, would be the Word of God. Teaching people the Word of God would help us grow. Praying to God, to Christ, will help me grow. Having a relationship and following Him and all His words help me grow. Amen? So much like a tree, we know exactly what it takes for us to grow spiritually. And I ask you, if you're not growing spiritually, why not? What's stopping you? Well, let me give you some specific things and another scripture or two if I can. And I ask you this question. Are you growing spiritually? Are you growing in faith and knowledge and grace and love for others? Just to name a few. 2 Peter 3:18 says this, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're commanded to grow and to produce fruit. We're commanded to grow spiritually so that our destination comes after our journey. I would hate to journey somewhere. Like if I was Alex Rodriguez and thought at 10 years old I was going to hit 600 home runs and never ever got there. That'd be horrible. And here at Heart Cry, it'd be horrible if we never reach and teach men and women, boys and girls for Christ in the community and around the world that we live in. It would be horrible because it's there for us and we must do it and understand it. So are you growing? And if not, what's stopping you? Now, Pastor, what are you trying to say? Well, let me give it to you like this. The Bible says in Galatians 5:21 and 22, I'm sorry, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Let me make sure I'm right here. It gives us the fruits of the Spirit. It tells us what fruits should be falling from us. It tells us if we're growing. It gives us the product of what we have. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love and is joy and is peace. Some of you young people have memorized this. And is patience and kindness and is goodness and faithfulness. Oh, what a list. Verse 23. And it's gentleness and it's self-control. And then it says, and against such things there is no law. I ask you today, are you, I guess look at your wife or your husband or your brother or your sister or someone around you and say, am I more loving than I was last year, yesterday, last week? Am I more loving? That's fruit. Am I more joyful? Do I have more joy in my life than I did a year ago? Am I more peaceful than I was before? The Bible says that with the fruits we will have self-control. And we will follow Him. We will follow God because of that self-control. Am I growing with the fruits of the Spirit? And if not, what's stopping you? What's stopping you? I'm going to give you something that you tweeters can tweet if you're ready. Trey's getting all excited. Listen to this. Following Christ is not a destination. It's a journey. Growing is an aspect that every single person must experience in this life. People, we must grow spiritually to get to our destination. We must grow spiritually to get to our destination. And our destination is not just a building, but it's to reach and teach men and women, boys and girls for Christ. That's our destination. To reach them and show them the power of God in their life. That's our destination. And the Bible tells us that growing is an aspect that every single person must experience. And in fact, look at Jesus in Luke 2:52. Look at Jesus Himself in Luke 2:52. The Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and knowledge and in stature and in favor with God and, the Bible says, other men. Jesus grew. Are you growing in favor with God and with men? If so, you're growing spiritually. Do people like you? Does God like you? Good question. How about the people we work with? And how about your spouse? How about your family and your coworkers? How about you people that you do ministry with? Do they like you? And do you like them? The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow into salvation. It's a journey. Grow into salvation. The Word is how we grow. God's Word that we read every day and memorize and study is how we grow. God's Word is how we grow. But hear me today. Hear me today. If we're growing, we will produce fruit. Fruit. And if not, why not? Being saved, I'm almost done. Stay with me just for a couple more minutes. I'm almost done. See, being saved is just the beginning of your journey. Being saved is just the start of the application of what God's going to do in your life. Being saved is just the start as you see yourself loving more and being more joyful and forgiving more. See, this is what God wants in your life. That's why He tells us about the fruit of the Spirit. Do you, listen to me, do you believe that Jesus can give you life and give you a blessed life with lots of fruit? I believe it. I believe it. The Bible says in John 10:10, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come to give you life and to give you an abundant life. And that abundancy comes with the fruit. If not, why not? I close with this verse, Psalm 1, 1 through 3. Powerful scripture. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, Not happy. The word blessed here, by the way, in Hebrew is happy is the man. Happy is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law, the word, the fruits of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates on it day and night. He thinks about God's word. He thinks about the fruit day and night. Verse 3, my favorite. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water. What makes this tree grow? Water. What makes you grow spiritually? God's water, his word. Look at this. Like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaves do not wither, and all he does, he prospers. The water is the key, God's word. God's word, Jesus, who died for us, and a relationship with him is our water. If we're going to grow spiritually and hit our destinations, the journey begins with God's word, Jesus Christ's relationship, and others around us to help us to get there. The journey. Do you want to know more about him? I do. I want to know all I can about God. So let's begin to apply these principles of follow me in our lives today. In our lives today. This journey that promises, hear me, a better marriage, a better family, a better life. Jesus Christ promises that. And this series, over the next few weeks, will unpack this journey. So come back and be a part of this journey to our destination. Three things that cause growth in this tree and in your life are experience, exploration, and expression. That's my next three sermons. I hope you're here for them because they will change your life. So please come back and be a part of these three things. And finally, I close. This Heart Cry Church wants to be a church that answers your questions. If you have questions, please email me or the staff that's in the bulletin, our email addresses. We want to be a church that answers your questions. I want to give you three duties this week. Number one, email me and give me your questions or prayer request. Number two, what I want you to do this week is I want you to read over and over again Colossians 1, 9 through 12. It's Paul's prayer to the church in Colossae. Read it again. And the third thing I want you to do is I want you to carry your seed. I want you to take that seed I gave you, and if it doesn't rot, put it in your pocket. And believe me, this is not like The Secret and all that kind of stuff, if you've read that. I hope you haven't. But I want you to keep this seed close to you and let it remind you to ask yourself, are you following him? Are you growing spiritually? And if not, why not? What's stopping you? Father, I pray that you would challenge us today. Father, I pray that you would inspire us today. Lord, I pray that you'll compel us to grow and to follow Jesus as our example. And Father, I pray that you would show us, if not, why not? Father, we thank you in advance for this journey to our destination at Heart Cry Church to reach and teach men and women, boys and girls for Christ. And I pray all this in Jesus' precious and holy name. Will you stand with me this morning?